I hear that school bell. That means I've got to hurry up and get my seat in the Warren County Radio Bible School. And so, if you're getting prepared to attend this session, of this class session, get your Bibles. Turn them to Daniel chapter 6. And in a few minutes, we're going to complete the lesson of the story of Daniel and the lion's den, and studying out the rest of Daniel chapter 6. And then we will begin the next lesson that comes from the book of Jeremiah and Ezekiel about the first return of those from exile back to Jerusalem after their Babylonian captivity. And so be ready now, and we'll begin this in just a moment. And as you're turning your Bibles to Daniel chapter 6, I want to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Now, when you have an opportunity, you need to visit one of the Churches of Christ in this county. There are 45 Churches of Christ in Warren County. So I know there is one near you. And when you visit, this is what you should expect. You will find simple people worshiping in a simple manner. It will be simple, but it will be sincere. And the manner of their worship, they'll, after some announcements that show the concern that we have for one another as members, there'll be prayers and singing. If you're there on a Sunday morning, we'll take the Lord's Supper, because we do that on the first day of every week. A contribution will be, a plate will be passed around to put money in for a contribution. But if you are a visitor, don't feel any obligation to put any money into that plate. This is for the members of the church to support and uphold the work of Jesus Christ. And that's our money going into this for the Lord's work. And as a visitor, you shouldn't think you should have to contribute to that. But if you choose to do so, well, that would be acceptable, and that is fine. But just make sure you know that's not the obligation. We're not really after people's money. We know that God owns all the cattle on 1,000 hills, and He doesn't need our money. What He needs us is our commitment to Him. And we need to manage well as stewards the things God has given us. And so that's why that plate is passed. And then so we can gather our funds together and use that to support the work of Christ on this earth, as we ought to do. And then following that, or sometime during the service, there will be a sermon preached. And this preaching will be a Bible sermon. In fact, the Churches of Christ are distinguished for preaching Bible sermons. You'll want to take your Bible with you when you visit one of the assemblies of the Church of Christ and study that together. Of these 45 churches, almost all of them would trace their heritage and their roots back to a little old building that was built in 1830 in Burbilla. And that old building still stands. And that's where some of the pioneers in this county, as early as 1805, were worshiping God not as a part of any denomination, but simply using their Bible and studying from it and patterning how they worked and worshiped in the Lord's work according to the way that the church in the New Testament did that. There's a lot of interest these days in non-denominational churches, and that's what Churches of Christ are. They are non-denominational. Every single congregation is independent of every other congregation. The word for that is autonomous. And so there's no rule higher in any local congregation than Jesus Christ Himself. And that rule is communicated to us through His Word. And so that's why there's such an emphasis on studying the Word, by believing the gospel the apostles preached, by being baptized for the remission of our sins, as they also preached. God saves us and then adds us to His church. And these are assemblies of Christians, most of whom have never joined any denomination. And if they have, they have left that denomination for a church that is attuned to the church you read about in the New Testament. That's why they're called non-denominational. But even better, they are pre-denominational.
You see, there were churches of Christ in this world before there were any denominations. And we read about them in the New Testament. These baptized believers that God had added to his church would assemble together wherever they were in their locality. And they'd meet together in homes or in synagogues or in schoolhouses and worship as the apostles had directed them, keeping the ordinances that they gave. And the idea of restoring the New Testament church is simply this. We read what the Bible says about those churches, and we preach what they preached, and we believe what they believed, and we do what they did. And that means we're going to be what they were. And they were just Christians. They weren't any kind of denominational Christians because they joined no denomination. And neither do we. And so we assemble in at least 45 different locations around this county, going back to that old Bible church you read about in the New Testament. And you're certainly welcome to attend any of these assemblies. The church that brings you this radio Bible school, that the church at Rockcliff, is the meeting house for that church, is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher of the church at Rockcliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and we're studying the notes that E.A. Elam wrote many years ago to be studied in Sunday school classes. And the lesson today, as we complete this lesson on Daniel and the Lion's Den, was written for July 23rd, 1922. And I want to read to you Elam's notes. We had read the text, and this is about how the king had come and asked if Daniel had been okay that next morning, and Daniel had looked up at the king and said, "O king, live forever." And so Daniel 6 and verse 22, Daniel said, "My God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lions' mouths, and they have not hurt me." The angel of God's presence, Isaiah 63 and verse 9, delivered the Israelites from Egyptian bondage, Numbers 20 and verse 16, and from all their afflictions so long as they served him faithfully. An angel delivered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the fiery furnace, Daniel 3 and verse 28. An angel strengthened Jesus in Gethsemane for his trial and crucifixion, Daniel 22 and verse 43, and rolled back the stone of the sepulcher that he might be delivered from the tomb. And an angel delivered Peter from prison, Acts chapter 12 and verse 11, when Darius fasted and was troubled and spent a sleepless night. An angel was with Daniel in the den of the lions. Daniel gives two reasons corresponding to the two efforts made by his enemy to find him guilty and why God did not allow lions to hurt him. One, for as much as before him innocency was found in me. And two, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. By preserving him, God approved Daniel's loyalty to him and his integrity as an officer of the king's court. Daniel chapter 6 and verse 23, the king was greatly grieved when he found that he was unable to rescue Daniel from the wicked plot, and now he was just as exceeding glad to find him alive. No manner of hurt, not a wound or a scratch, was found upon him, because he had trusted in his God. Daniel trusted in God not only the night he was in the den of lions and in danger, but throughout life, and when in no danger. His trust was manifested in his continual service to God and his praying in the face of the king's interdict. We cannot rely upon God in danger and death unless we serve Him in life before these critical moments come. The king then commanded that the men who formed this wicked plot against Daniel should themselves with their wives and children be cast into the den of lions and destroyed. Then Darius made a decree that all nations and languages and all his dominion should tremble in fear before the God of Daniel for the following reasons. 1, he is the living God. And 2, he is steadfast, unmovable, unchangeable, forever. 3, his kingdom shall never be destroyed. 4, his kingdom is without end. Human kingdoms are destroyed and dominion ends, but God's never. 5, he delivers and rescues. 6, he works signs in heaven and earth, and has demonstrated this in delivering Daniel from the power of the lions. Let me read that directly from the text. This is the text of the American Standard Version of 1901. And I'm going to read Daniel 6, 25, and verse 28. Then King Darius wrote unto all the peoples, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied to you. I make a decree that in all the dominion of my kingdom, men tremble in fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and steadfast forever, and his kingdom, which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. He delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. And that concludes the lesson of the story of Daniel and the lion's den. 7 days pass, and we come to the date of July 30th, 1922. And we're going to read the next lesson that we find, and this is about the first of those that returned from exile. You see, after a Babylonian captivity of about 70 years, the children of Israel were allowed to return back to their homeland. And so that's what this lesson is about. I'm turning in my Bible to the book of Jeremiah. We're going to look, if I can find it right quickly, the book of Jeremiah and chapter 29. And I will read verses 10 through 14. It says in Jeremiah 29 and verse 10, "But thus saith Jehovah, after 70 years are accomplished for Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith Jehovah, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you hope in your latter end. And ye shall call upon me and shall go and pray before me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be fond of you, saith Jehovah, and I will turn again your captivity, and will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, saith Jehovah, and I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive." Now we're going to study this lesson in the weeks that are to follow, looking at lessons from Ezra and Esther and Nehemiah, studying them somewhat in their chronological order as we read about the return of the Jews from their exile. And so you might want to mark in your Bible now the book of Ezra. Ezra chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. So you'll be able to turn it to that passage right quickly next time you hear the bell letting you know it's time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And so until then, this old schoolmaster will say, you may be dismissed.